Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Ephesians 5. Be imitators of God, therefore, as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant sacrificial offering to God. But among you, as is proper among the saints, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or crude joking, which are out of character, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure. No immoral, impure, or greedy person, that is, an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Test and prove what pleases the Lord. Have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that is illuminated becomes a light itself. So it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Pay careful attention, then, to how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to reckless indiscretion. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to sanctify her, cleansing her with the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a glorious church, without stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Indeed, no one ever hated his own body, but he nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This mystery is profound, but I am speaking about Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. This is God's word. In the previous devotional, I mentioned that God's love is a key theme in Ephesians, and that, in Christ, we live worthy of the calling that God has given us in Christ by acting in love toward one another. The opening verses of today's chapter said this directly. It says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us." The rest of this chapter, and much of the next one, specify what it means to walk in the way of love. There are all kinds of highly applicable commands in this passage. But let's focus on this one from verse 4, which says this in the NIV. "Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather Thanksgiving. An article several years ago in The Guardian, a newspaper from the United Kingdom, reported dramatic increases in swear word usage in books. The article said that researchers searched almost 1 million books written in American English and published between 1950 and 2008. During that time period, one swear word had increased in usage 678 times between 1950 and the mid-2000s. Another word was used 168 times more often over that same time period. Now, this is no surprise to any of us who have been alive for the past several decades. Our society has grown more and more comfortable using words that speak crudely of sex or of other bodily functions. Many of these words are used to express a person's anger. And it seems to me that our society has become a lot more angry and has more anger to express than ever before, which maybe correlates with the increase in cursing. One of the ways God calls us to live a life of love, according to this chapter, is to remove obscene, crude talk from our conversation. Paul said in verse 4 that these words are out of place for Christians. What makes them out of place? The fact that we belong to God, for one, God who calls us to be holy like He is, as you can see in verse 3b. Furthermore, knowing Christ changes our outlook on the world and gives us tools to be angry without sinning. But the most immediate antidote for cursing is given to us in verse 4, where Paul says, "But rather, thanksgiving." You can't be angry and thankful at the same time. So one way to deal with anger biblically, then, is to pivot your thinking from thinking about things that make you mad and want to curse, to thinking about something that you can give thanks for in that situation. Turn your curses, then, into opportunities to bless the Lord for the good things He has done in your life. This will help you live a life of love, just as Christ Himself did. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and there you can subscribe to these devotionals as a daily podcast in Spotify or in Apple Podcasts, or you can subscribe to them as an email newsletter that arrives every day. And these things may help you develop a daily Bible reading habit and make sure you're in the Word every day, as well as applying it to your life through the devotional. If you can help me with financial support, go to dailypbj.com/support for that. And please share this with someone else. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.